There's latest album, Angels of Darkness, Demons of Light, Part 1, will be released in at the end of February through Southern Lord. Can you tell us a little bit more about the concept or ideas behind this new release?
Yeah, sure. Well, specifically for this album, all of our past albums, especially the last 2 to 3 of them, it was always a very strong concept. The concept, the idea came first and then the music followed. As a departure on this album, it was very much the music kind of asserted itself very much before the concept, and it's just more in listening and playing the music that the concept kind of started to show itself. So that's definitely new. And as far as my interpretation conceptually for this, the feeling I get from the music or while playing it, while hearing it, it's kind of, to me, I guess it represents just the idea of trying to sustain a sense of like wonder and mystery, even that now that we're in this modern age, you know, trying to keep things unfinished and not always having the answer, and that's okay. I kind of like that idea behind it.
And what do you guys set out to do differently this time? You mentioned that now the concept was not that big. What other things did you guys set up and said, oh, we want to try this in this album now?
Actually, this album was definitely new for us in a lot of ways. I think probably the biggest change was in the recording process. We ended up going in a very different direction. We have, in the past, all of our last few albums have been just extremely structured, layered, very dense and thick and full of overdubs and, you know, very, very structured in every way, down to, you know, the most intricate detail. And on this album, we decided before we even went in to pare things down and to go in and let the music happen and to not to have those happy accents and to have it be much more free-flowing and to have it have the song and like the sonic quality be much more intimate and sparse. And that was kind of a new idea for us in the studio. I think it turned out really well. So.
And, I mean, we all know that Dylan likes to keep everything under control. And how much input did you were you able to have in the whole writing process?
Well, actually, this was just a huge burst of, you know, songwriting that happened in a very short amount of time. This album, it kind of goes in order from song, from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, in order of actual the structure and the constructiveness of the song. Old Black was our first song that we tried to write, you know, and have it be almost like a typical song structure, you know, chorus, verse, bridge, and then also we wanted it to have, it was actually one of our first forays into a minor key, you know, a lot of times when bands play minor keys, it ends up sounding very morose and very, you know, overly dramatic. We wanted it to, it was our first attempt to do this, so I think it worked, and I think basically this album, basically we were trying to just let it construct itself and stay out of its way, and it really, because the songs themselves were on this album were written in a 2-week period prior, you know, on tour and just people practices and just letting them form themselves and structure themselves in the studio. And to stay just as open and as sparse as they could be. And that's new for us, too.
And how does the refinement process of songs that are this long work? I mean, how do you guys go about, you know, tackling some parts and playing it and see if what works differently?
It's when you're talking about the feel of the song, I mean, from a drummer's perspective, the feel, the tempo, the space, what you play, what you don't play.
Uh-huh.
What I hear, and usually, like, Dylan and I will be riffing on something and just the repetition kind of, it evolves into something that the hook catches you and then another idea pops in, and it's like, it's almost like it to me, I interpret it as it can only be this way. Like, I can't imagine doing it another way. It's like, it's almost like it's the song needs to needs to be at this tempo. It needs to have this feel. It's very specific for me, and that was cool about on this album, being able to get my brain out of the way and let the song, let the drums just serve the song, and not worrying about having to pull back too much, but just letting it happen very intrinsically and naturally. And I think the songs just flow much more organically that way. They're not, they feel more intimate to me. And just, I think it's definitely a new direction for Earth and how we're recording and putting our music out. So I like it.
And did you guys end up recording just the 60 minutes, or did you guys end up with a bunch of extra stuff?
Yeah, I've never had this happen before, and we got in the studio and it really wasn't a lot of time in there, but it was just very prolific. We got a lot of great stuff down and not a lot of throwaways, and we just kept having more and more and more and more music, and it just started. We could hear this one should be here and this one should be here in the order. And then we realized, well, what are we going to do? We have way too many songs. You can only edit something so much, or cut it down before you're, stripping the soul from it. So, it became self-evident, painfully self-evident, that this was definitely two albums. But it would be a real shame. I mean, an absolute shame to try to, cut the heart out of the beast. We just couldn't do it, And there's very little here that, I mean, it's a very good, solid, there's not a lot of throwaways, they're just kind of also, there's no also RAM, it's in there, and it's complete, and it kind of built itself, so.
And how do you guys feel? I mean, there's been some press response. How do you feel that people are, the fans are going to take it? What is your opinion? And
How do I feel about the fans' response to the new album coming out?
The press response, and how do you think that people, the fans themselves, are going to take it?
Well, I don't have internet myself, so I haven't seen anything myself, but just hearing stuff from people, I think that people are excited, and I think people know that, we always come out, and when we come in the studio, we try to capture what we can do live, and we're trying to offer something new that like what we do on our past albums and find them, sonically to their liking. We're trying to keep that going, but take it in a new direction and have it have a much more live, extemporaneous, kind of an improv feel, even within a structured song. Even the most structured of the songs, every single song we do on this album has either a middle section or a segue or a bridge where it's improvised on the spot in basic tracks. And it just kept it feeling loose and just very exciting. And I think I'm hoping people will hear that and find it different, something you don't hear that a lot. And I think that's one thing going for us.
And what about, we had a specific in the old Black song, the use of the cellos kind of makes it a little bit different than other parts of the album. Can you comment on how you guys decided to put that in?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been working with Lori Goldstone, and the thing that's amazing about her as a cello player is that she's very improv-oriented. She's not a classical cello player, which is why we loved her so much. And on Old Black, she's actually playing on every single song, but that's how good she is. She kind of lays it in really silently, and you almost don't hear it. It just kind of adds to the mood or the feeling or the essence of the song when she tucks it in, and you can't even identify it as a cello. But on a song like Old Black, where it's just really spotlighted and it's up front and center, it can add a really creepy, just dark, sinister vibe to things, or it can, I think on Old Black, it has more of a kind of a soft, forlorn kind of sadness to it, and it really works for the piece, I think, and she's amazing, so that's kind of, she did everything we could have hoped for with the cello.
And most people that will just think this album will think that you guys are all depressed and melancholic. Is that the case when you guys are creating this music?
A well, that's kind of funny you picked up on that, I would say, because I know for Dylan personally, he was going through a little bit of a health, kind of a little bit of a health scare, but obviously it's all cleared up now, everything's good. But so it's like when you're kind of, when you have any kind of close, you know, brush or like a sense of your mortality, it makes things a little more instantaneous and you're just kind of more in the, I think maybe that might have been reflected in some of that melancholy that you're hearing or some of that kind of dark quality, so I can see that. But I also, I don't see it as all doom and gloom at all. I don't experience it that way. I would hope people can see more than that. There's some songs that have definitely dark quality, and I think the cello really brings that. But, you know, people used to not be able to comprehend how we could possibly bring a trombone into Earth. And yet we did, and, you know, not too many complaints.
And what do you think about, you know, future plans? You guys have a couple of shows in Seattle, and then you're heading up to Europe for a tour. Is there any thoughts about doing anything in the state afterwards?
Yes, we have you covered there. Actually, so we're doing a couple of local Seattle shows to warm up for a pretty big festival in Mexico City. It might be the biggest show we've played, so we wanted to kind of warm up for it. The big Mexico City festival in March, and then 6 weeks, April and May in Europe, and then when we get back to the States, we're definitely going to be doing a big U.S. tour June through September, so West Coast, Southeast, and then the East Coast.
And how do you guys, you know, pick which songs to play live? Since for this album, it's 1 hour, 5 songs. There's a 20-minute song. Most of them are over 10. How do you have to precisely pick what you guys want to, you know, bring to the audience?
You have hit on a very repetitive issue that we come across every tour, because it's, you know, when you're in a band that's doing instrumental only and your songs kind of average around 12 minutes maybe, it's definitely, I guess the way to do it is to, we don't really, a lot of times we won't have a set list or a definite, you know, it's going to be this song into this song into this song, because it becomes just, you know, monotony and it doesn't have that magical feeling anymore, you know. So we definitely try to switch it up, and the main material for what we're going to be playing is obviously going to be off the new album. In fact, we'll probably hit almost every song, if not every song, including the improv one, which will obviously not be the same. We always try to pull from older songs that we can reinterpret new, especially with the lineup of the cello. Kind of try to see what can be showcased best, what will sound best with the lineup as it is.
And for the second part of the album, do you guys have targeted when you guys want to release it, or is it just under wraps until this one gets promoted?
Yeah, it's I know that Southern Lord is kind of figuring out, like, timing-wise, when's the best time to be letting it out, and I'm hearing, you know, rumors and whispers towards, you know, sometime early next year, towards the end of the year, Yeah, not super soon, but not super far away. So, which is great, because in my mind, they're very much bookends. They very much belong together, but they also stand very well separately. I mean, they also are complete whole albums on their own. So, thank God for that.
And what I mean, in your experience, that you see the live shows, we have never been able to see the band live. But for you, what's a typical person that attends, you know, a concert that presents this type of music? Since I don't think that for the latest stuff would attract like the average metalhead that wants to go and headbang and do a mosh pit.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. That's what's amazing about the metal audience in particular is you would think, because of how varied our music has become, and it's very hard to classify genre-wise. It kind of loops all around the spectrum. But that's what's so great about metalheads is they're loyal as all get up. You know, there's a few that might splinter off and, you know, say we're not hardcore enough, we're not this enough, we're not that enough. But the people that seem to really get it, they don't just listen to metal, you know. They might be huge metalheads, but they also love jazz, or they love this, they love Miles Davis, whatever it is that they can find in what we're doing now that still draws them to us. So I don't think we've lost, you know, that. And thank God, because we love the metal fans. So, but yeah, you're right. It's a new audience and it's a new dynamic. It's like there's a much more varied age range, and it's just kind of it's interesting. You know, if you're at the merch table or if you're looking out in the audience, it's very much changed in the last 10 years since I've been in the band. And there's a lot more females. So that's different. You're saying?
Oh, that have you guys ever had like a weird crowd that is mainly comprised of, you know, music intellectuals that are not too familiar with the metal aspect or the history of the band, but are showing up because of the current state of the music?
Well, no, I have a funny little sidebar that might go with what you're saying. We usually have, I mean, we don't get heckled. It's very rare that we have, like, a bad reception, and that they got for that. But we, I think the funniest little segue would be, I think we were opening for Neurosis in San Francisco at, of all places, I believe it was the Great American. Someone started heckling, you know, some drunks in the front row were heckling, and one of them was yelling out something along the lines of, this ain't a Grateful Dead show, man, or something like that. And Dylan was like, Dylan walked up to the microphone totally deadpan and like, tonight it is, man, get used to it. And that was it. And like the guy was just like, man, dude. And that was, and it, basically he was just saying that simply because it was, you know, a lot of improv. And, you know, just apparently it wasn't quite sturdy enough for him that night. So, but I think the rest of the crowd sounded funny.
And going to different stuff, is there any like particular stuff that you personally want to maybe in the future use the band, or maybe in a side project, or are you currently pleased with how everything is going here?
Yeah, this is definitely, I've kind of found myself being more and more happy with like how my part of things are going in the music from album to album, and I'm really, really excited about, you know, playing in the band lately, especially with the new music. I'm really liking it. And I guess for a new way of doing music with Earth or on the side project, I guess, we had the chance to do some soundtrack stuff and do some movie, have our music in movies, and that's just amazing and an absolute dream, you know, a dream come true for everyone. So I guess as a dream in the future, that would be lovely to do more of that. And people say that our music is cinematic or atmospheric and soundtracky, and all the better, you know. So hopefully a couple more movies will come our way. It'd be nice. But that's a dream, and that would be great.
And just to kind of wrap things up, is there anything that you want to say to the fans waiting for the release of the album in February and people waiting to see you guys live other than in the West Coast?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think it'll be well worth the wait. I'm very proud of this. I think Earth fans, people that have been around for the long haul, are going to really, really, really love it. And then even the new fans that, you know, might only be familiar with Bees Made Honey, they're gonna really, really, really find something. Everyone's gonna find something they can like in it, and I think it's the closest we've come on the record to capturing what we do live, and yet the songs are just, you know, stand on their own, very strong songs, and it takes to make that work. So I think they'll be really, really excited about it. I know we are.